I was thinking about one of my spiritual mentors and soul brothers, Parker Sherry, recently. He transitioned in 2022 in October. When I say transitioned, I mean he left this plane of existence to move on to his next adventure. His body died and he moved on. And it happened in the most unexpected way, but the magic of what I want to share today is not about that event specifically, but it's about everything that happened before that, 6 months before that. And now, with the benefit of hindsight, it's gotten me to trust life even more. I mean, in 2019, I really trusted life in a new way. I began to trust life in a new way. And what I mean by that is, I was on this internal journey from my head to my heart. I was coming from a place of being very much in my mind about planning my life, needing it to look a certain way, learning about mindset, learning about personal development and growth, high performance, all of these kinds of things that are taught in the personal development industry. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but I do think that souls go on a journey where you get to a point where that's just not enough. You're yearning something deeper. You start to yearn for something that is a lot more fulfilling, that's just beneath the surface. And that's when life begins to present you with opportunities and resources to dive deeper. And the opportunities and the resources may look different for each of us. For me, it came in a variety of ways. You know, for one, it grew as a desire within me to want to do certain things. I was pulled toward more spiritual texts, more spiritual conversations. I was drawn to doing my first ayahuasca plant ceremony, plant medicine ceremony. And I was drawn to doing it in Peru. I just couldn't see any other place where I would do it. It just was a knowing that that's where it needed to happen. And turns out the person who was organizing those ceremonies in that particular retreat center in Peru was Parker. I didn't know him at the time. He was simply someone who responded to my emails really quickly. And I can hear him laughing right now as I say that, because he knows that he was lightning speed quick at responding to emails. He was phenomenal at responding to emails. So if you wanted to get a hold of him and get a quick response, you'd send him an email. So anyway, he was just this name at the bottom of an email that was signed off every time I'd get a response. And then eventually I met him and we became really good friends over time. And then we went into lockdown and we stayed in touch. And what ended up happening was he started his own group of ceremonies. He started his own gatherings, you know, when lockdown was lifted. And in 2022, I was supposed to attend one of the first ones. And at this time, he'd moved back to the States. And so I was going to go to Austin, Texas, where it was being held. And I remember sitting in a cafe and I texted him and said, I want to be there this year. And I think April will be the date that works best for me, April 2022. And at that time, I was ready to leave my job as well. So I knew within a couple of months, I'd be leaving my job and I'll go straight to Austin, Texas as my first trip. Now, I filled in the application. And then what ended up happening was we organized to meet up and hang out during that time. And I expected there to be a whole group of people. whole bunch of new people that I was going to meet. So the time comes and it's 5 days before, and I've got my Airbnb booked. I've planned out my whole trip. You know, I'm expecting my accommodation to be part of the package that I paid for. I'm expecting meals to be provided, all that kind of stuff. So I didn't have to worry about those things because it was part of the price that I paid him. Then a few days before I was due to fly, I was at one of my best friend's weddings, and I got an email saying it's cancelled and he was going to issue a refund. And I thought, what's going on here? What am I going to do? I panicked for a second because I was like, I got my whole trip planned out and everything's kind of turned upside down a few days before my flight. And is it worth me even going now? So he messaged me and said, I'm sorry about the last minute change, but I will explain to you in person when I see you, if you still are deciding to come. And you know, I thought about it for a second and then laughed, because I remember a few months before, when I was sitting at that cafe writing my intention out, I wrote, what would my life look like if I fully surrendered? And I realized that this was an opportunity for me to do just that, to surrender the plans that I thought I had, that I thought were important, and to open myself up to the plan that life had for me. And so I quickly found another Airbnb to book. I felt like I still should go. I wanted to go. I felt inspired to go. So I turned up without any plans. Now my schedule was completely open, so I wasn't going to do this retreat. So I was at the apartment and he messages me within a few days of me landing and saying, do you want to hang out? We could do the medicine together. I can bring it to your place and we can do our little ceremony together. And I thought, wow, isn't that special? And we did it twice that week on two different days, and we went hiking on both days, and we spent countless hours together. All of that magical one-on-one time to soak in each other's energy. And it was almost like life had set up a final goodbye without knowing that's what it was, you know? I could never have imagined that it would just be the two of us hanging out and I would get a private ceremony with him that week. And so if I'd fed into my fear of, oh, this is not part of my plan, I'm just going to take the refund and maybe do something else with my time or not go at all, then I wouldn't have been able to have that magic experience, because 6 months later he had a unfortunate accident and left us in his physical form. So I'm saying all of this to say, surrender your plan for the plan. Surrender your logical plan for the plan that's waiting for you. And it takes courage to do that. But the more you can open yourself up to life, the more you can open yourself up to the unknown, that's where, in my experience, the most beautiful possibilities lie. Anyway, I love you, and I'll talk to you again soon.